I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. If you've got some spare time this summer, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service could use your help. The Asheville Field Office is on a mission to find an endangered species that hasn't been spotted in western North Carolina in more than a decade.
Good practice.
Look at this one. It's got a little brown spot.
Does it really?
Right? Yeah, look.
That's the brown.
It's a sunny morning in Madison County, and a small group of people, including two fish and wildlife biologists, are crouched over a lush hilly landscape.
Can you sight identify that one?
Cameras in hand, eyes fixed on the ground, they are hunting for an endangered species.
Does it have a spot on its back? Or no spot?
Spot.
It's probably a Megan's.
So tiny, you need lots of eyes out there looking for them.
Phyllis Stiles is the director and founder of Bee City USA. If you haven't guessed by now, the endangered species is a bee. And the particular kind of bee they're hoping to find is the rusty-patched bumblebee, named for the little patch that looks like rust on its abdomen.
That's a brown belt.
It's cool. Easy to spot an elephant. It's easy to spot a grizzly bear, but not so easy to spot a particular kind of bee.
I'm pretty sure this is a Bombus vagans. What's the common name of the vagans?
Common Eastern.
That's biologist Brian Tompkins. He's leading the Fish and Wildlife Service's search for the rusty patch bumblebee here in the southeast.
The rusty patch bumblebee had its final designation as an endangered species at the end of March of this year. It's a species that not very long ago was an incredibly common species on the landscape.
This once common species has declined in nearly 90% of its range, becoming the first bumblebee and the first bee overall in the continental United States to be listed under the Endangered Species Act.
So in terms of the benefits of getting that endangered species status, if we can't find one in western North Carolina, then it really doesn't benefit us from the point of view of putting federal dollars behind preserving their property or just doing things that might give them a better chance of survival in western North Carolina.
Haven't seen a rusty patch yet or around this area, have we?
Not yet. The last record was in 2006, and that was over in the Smokies. That's the most recent record we have for western North Carolina. The last record for anywhere near where we are today was in the late 1990s. You know, it's hard to say that it's not going to be anywhere because people just haven't been looking. And so the more effort we put into that, hopefully it will turn up.
And that's where the call for citizen scientists comes in.
We're asking citizens to take pictures, document what they see, and send me the information so that we can begin to compile a database and compile information on what species we do have scattered across the landscape and where those are occurring.
Do you have a rusty patch?
I don't know, but maybe.
And you never know. You just might have an endangered species buzzing around in your backyard.
Cool. It is a big one.
In Madison County, I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.